Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies, and our topic is implementing risk management policies to control your insurance costs. Chad, why is this important to business owners?
Tom, you've heard me say this time and time again, and I know a lot of business owners feel that they're at the mercy of insurance company when it comes to determining what they're going to pay for premiums. But I'm here to tell business owners again that they do have control over a large portion of their insurance costs. The economy is tough, and business owners are focused more so than ever on the bottom line. Saving money on insurance does not come without some work. It involves buy-in from the owner and an agent's knowledge of the marketplace. Today, I'll talk about what a business owner can do to start saving money on business insurance.
So our topic of the day is implementing risk management policies to control your insurance costs. Please stay with us, and we'll provide the answers to this and more in 2 minutes, following your Fox News update right here on News Talk AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies, and our topic of the day is implementing risk management policies to control your insurance costs. Chad, before the break, you mentioned, yet again, business owners can control their insurance costs. I know I speak for a lot of business owners when I say, I don't believe you. So what can a business owner do to control his insurance costs?
Tom, determining business rates is both a science and an art. Insurance companies rely on past data to predict how a company will perform, but these rating tables only establish parameters. How an insurance company determines the amount of premium you will pay within these parameters depends on several factors.
So the $64 question is obvious. What are these factors?
The number one thing that a business owner can do to control cost is to show an insurance company that they care about their business and that they care about their employees. And what I mean by this is that an insurance company is looking to write a business where the owner can identify where the risk is and is willing to do their part to prevent a loss. The best way to show a carrier is by having solid risk control programs in place. Having programs such as return to work, screening new hires, drug testing, and weekly safety meetings indicate to a carrier you understand what your risks are and that you're willing to do your part to try and control them.
But how does that translate into savings for a business owner?
Tom, in the intro I mentioned that saving is a science and an art. The science is the rating tables determined by the insurance company. The art is determining where you will fall on these rating tables. Similar companies, one with risk management and one without, can see premiums vary as much as 50% with similar exposure. That can mean a lot to a bottom line.
So, Chad, what does a business owner need to move forward?
Tom, here's where you need an agency and an agent with experience. At the Nesbitt Agencies, we've been serving Minnesota business owners since 1974. We represent multiple carriers, and we can provide your business with options. To find out more about my agency and our loss control services, go to www.nesbittagencies.com. In the menu, find the tab for programs and click on client services. Here you'll get additional information, listen to a podcast on the subject, or schedule an appointment with one of our agents.
Thank you. That was Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on News Talk AM 1130 for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary for information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.